Kovac wanted to ask him if he and Jenny got a family rate from their dealer. He wanted to walk around behind him and yank the chair out from under him. He did neither. Mr. Bergen, I'm Lieutenant Dawes. This is Detective Sergeant Kovac. Thank you for meeting with us. Dawes took the seat nearest Bergen, also sitting sideways to the table, casual, legs crossed, one arm on the tabletop. Kovac took the seat across from Bergen. He didn't smile. He didn't speak. He just stared at the guy. Bergen laughed. I didn't have a lot of choice, did I? The goon squad came calling. Dawes looked surprised. Oh, but you're not under arrest, Mr. Bergen. I'm sorry if you got that impression. Confusion crept in under the asshole bravado. He sat up and leaned toward the lieutenant. I'm not under arrest? No. We just wanted to have a talk with you about this business with David Moore. Apparently, you know him quite well. We thought you might be able to help us uncover something about his wife's disappearance. Bergen looked suspicious. I'm not under arrest. This is what's known as a non-custodial interview. So, I don't have to say anything. I don't need a lawyer. You don't need a lawyer for this. So I can leave? Bergen said. He stood up, adjusted himself, and started for the door, giving a little wave. It's been real. Kovac tensed, waiting for Dawes to do something. The guy he believed had assaulted Carrie at the very least was reaching out for the doorknob. No, Dawes said calmly. It doesn't really work that way. Please come have a seat, Mr. Bergen. Or what? Bergen challenged. Or I have you held as a material witness, and you can meet some new and interesting people in jail. Are you threatening me? Not at all, Dawes said, rising from her seat. I'm just telling you how it is, Donnie, she said, drifting over to the door. The powers that be in this city are very upset about the abduction of one of our leading jurists. I thought she was a judge, Bergen said impatiently. I don't know anything about it anyway. Perhaps not, Dawes said. Then, just with the slightest changes of posture and expression, she was no longer the cordial hostess. Her voice took on an edge. But you're going to go back to that table, put your tight little ass in that chair, and tell us everything you do know, or you're gonna need that lawyer for a whole lot of unpleasant reasons. Kovac rubbed a hand across his mouth while he grinned to himself. She was good. Better listen to her, Junior, he said. You know how big a big shot you think you are? The people she's talking about pick their teeth with little pricks like you. Bergen's look went from Kovac to Dawes. Does he have to be here? It's his case. What's the matter, Donnie? You think Detective Kovac maybe knows a little too much about your family matters? Bergen shook a finger at Kovac. My sister said he pushed her around. She's gonna sue the city. That's cute, Kovac said. A junkie whore takes on City Hall. I can't wait to see what she wears to the press conference. Bergen leaned a little toward him across the safe distance of the table width. Jenny has friends, asshole. Lots of them, I'm sure, Kovac said. Her dealer, her Johns, a pimp or two. She's not a prostitute. Not anymore, Kovac said. Why fuck 100 guys for a few bucks a pop when she can just latch on to one fat tick like David Moore? She gets his wife out of the picture. She's got it made. Nice house on Lake of the Isles, rich husband. Too bad money can't buy acceptance. To the people in that neighborhood, she'll always be a junkie whore. Bergen was getting red in the face. Stop calling her that. Have a seat, Mr. Bergen, Dawes said, back to being Miss Manners. Clear this up for us. If you haven't done anything wrong, there shouldn't be any problem doing that. Bergen sat down, hooking the heel of one cowboy boot over the rung of the chair. He leaned an elbow on his knee and looked away, nibbling on his thumbnail, like a rat grooming himself. Can you tell us where you were Friday evening? Dawes asked. I thought I wasn't a suspect. We're trying to corroborate the statements of a third party. I was out, he said, on the town. Like always when I'm here. You're not a permanent resident of the city. It's too fucking cold. Where do you live? L.A. Encino.